And after going through the
why I talk about on Wake Up Call, because it is the program that we have hosted for the last 8 years. But mm-hmm. I didn't mean this in any disrespect to you, Clayton.
I didn't say disrespect at all.
I meant that I wanted to acknowledge what Martin Luther King's birthday has been on WBAI over the years. So I in no way meant to insult you, but to honor Bernard.
Right. Okay, let me suggest also that I think it is unfair to suggest to the listeners that we do not know anything at all about the fires. That, in fact, is not true. There is information about the firings and the suspensions. I think it is inappropriate to talk about that on the air, but I think it is also inappropriate to suggest to the listeners that nobody is privy to any information in that regard. That is not to say that we approve of those actions as they were taken, that we approve, as you say, suggesting locking the listeners out. I don't think having a security system placed in our station, which was at the request, I would point out, of our staff, is tantamount to locking the listeners out. A lot of listeners indeed have been here. And I would say, for my part, if there are listeners you would like to invite, please do so. I'd be happy to have them here.
Well, we have been told that this is not the time for listeners to come in. But I would also say, I see a lot of people are calling in. Maybe we can take some calls. Mm-hmm. That the bannings and the firings of the people here and the list grew this weekend, with Hampton being escorted out this weekend, who's a longtime volunteer and just part of the WBAI family. By the way, I also want to say that Mitchell Cohen, who is a longtime listener and activist at WBAI, suffered a heart attack this weekend, and we're really, really sorry about that. And I don't know, Mitchell, if you're listening in the hospital, we wish you the best. But
speedy recovery, Mitchell.
Yeah, but as for the firings and the increasing list of bannings, actually, we haven't been given reasons. And certainly Bernard and Sharan, the longtime staff of Wake Up Call, also have not been given reasons. They received letters messengered to them over Christmas weekend that, you know, said a couple sentences. They said, as of now, you're terminated. If you come to the station, you will be considered trespassers, and we will send your possessions to you.
Okay, Amy, you do know that there, because you were part of one of them, you didn't, you know there are lawsuits currently active here at the station.
They have not sued.
Well, what I'm saying, there are lawsuits active, however, and I think in that atmosphere, you cannot separate out so completely all the things that are involved. Again, I would say to you, it is inaccurate to suggest that the firings did not include the phrase "for cause," simply because we
the letters did not include the word "for cause."
Well, I beg to differ with you, and
well, they didn't. It's not a matter of opinion.
Well, the "for cause" element of the firing, Amy, I know you know more than everybody in the world about everything.
No, I just know those letters.
But okay, what I'm suggesting to you, it has been stated very clearly that the firings were for cause. We all know that. And whether you're saying that it was the language of the letters that did not spell that out clearly, the fact is that we at the station, and including the people you've mentioned, know that the firings were attached to a provision that said these firings have occurred for cause.
Whether or not I would just...
Could we have one show where this subject is not brought up?
No, it's probably not going to be possible.
You know, because this is ridiculous now. It's gotten to the point where this has become divisive instead of trying to bring things together.
A mantra is a mantra.
And personally, I'm sick of hearing about it. You know, this is going on for 8 weeks now. It's time for it to stop. It's time for the name-calling to stop. It's time for this nonsense to end. And it's time for you to stop with this mantra every day, because it's become sickening.
Well, What makes me sick, what makes me feel really bad, is when my colleagues are fired.
Yeah,
and
but you never explain why they should be brought back, and you never explain what they did to help facilitate them being fired.
Well, I don't know what they did to facilitate them being fired, and I just strongly feel, and you're right, Mark, it is a mantra for
me.
Yes,
it is.
It is to say that Bernard White and Sharon Harper should be rehired.
What about Valerie Venisler? Should she be rehired as well?
I think that she also should be rehired. Mm-hmm. I think that the WBAI staff...
I mean, that is so hypocritical, Amy. I mean, we all know, since you insist on bringing this out, we all know that what precipitated the actions that have taken place over the past several weeks was, one, a vote of no confidence taken by the staff here just 2 years ago, the urgency of the staff's insistence that the general manager should be removed. We don't want her here. We don't want her to lead us. We don't want her to be a part of the station. Suddenly now, she's a saint. She's been beatified all of a sudden. And the hypocrisy in that, I would insist to you, is part of the reason we find ourselves in this divide today. The fact is that we could say that the Board of Pacifica acted not on their initiative, but on ours, because it was here at this station. I would also remind you that some of us here were in support of Valerie Venisler before it became politically cool to be in support of her. Now everybody jumps up and says, oh, we've got to bring Valerie back. We want to bring Valerie back, so many of us here, so that we can place her in the guillotine and say, look, we don't mind her being abusively treated. We don't mind the physical assaults that took place against the general manager, but we want to have an opportunity to abuse her. We don't want you to take that right away from us. So let's be clear about the fact that this call that you've just made for the return of Valerie Venisler is very much at odds with comments that you have continued to make over this period of time, along with many others here, calling for the removal of the general manager.
You asked if I was calling for Valerie to be rehired. I think that the WBAI staff, that the whole community, that we should make these kinds of decisions.
Right, we should have 20,000 people come in and run the station for us. The fact is, you know as well as I do, you cannot run this place by committee. Your calls and the calls of others at these rallies and meetings that the station belongs to the listeners. So we should have 20,000 subscribers come in and pass on a purchase of paper clips. Mm. We should have 20,000 people come into our studios and say, well, we are going to decide whether you get a raise, or we're going to decide on whether you have a program director. We're going to decide on whether you have a general manager. That is absurd on its face, as you well know.
I think that the staff should be making these decisions.
Well, why didn't the staff make a decision about the general manager?
Well, actually, the staff did.
And
although, as you said, a few years ago there was a lot of discontent, that is not the cause of what has happened now, because since that time, and at the time the former program director, the late program director, Samora Marksman, when it came down to whether or not Valerie should be removed or not, felt strongly with other members of the staff that she should not be. And so while there was a period of time years ago, that changed, and we're
really?
Now...
Really?
Yeah.
It changed when?
Well, as I said...
I've been here in March. I will be here 2 years. I was told by a colleague who has since died some year and a half ago, I quote, Clayton, do you realize you are the only person here who speaks to the general manager? Do you realize that...
Well, that's not true, because I always...
Well, and we know how
Bernard
you spoke to her,
did.
As indeed, and we know how that person spoke to her as well. The fact that the general manager
sure
had to use a back door to arrive and leave her own office because of the terror that had been inflicted on her, including, I would add again, one physical assault. And so to say that the staff was in full support of the general manager is simply not the case.
I think that's
and again, if I may finish, when I asked indeed the general manager about this and was told, I do not have the support of the staff, and I really feel that I need to have that. Many of us took the position, I shouldn't say many of us, I'll just confine my remarks to myself and my own experience in this regard, I went to people and said, look, it is a time to put certain personal issues aside, because it was clear what was coming. It was very clear what was coming down the pike. And you can ask me, I'm sure you know who these people are. I said, look, I know what your grievances are, but we've got to support the general manager at this point. If she's honest, she will tell you the same thing. We've got to support her now. Otherwise, we are going to face what many of you are going to feel is an assault on the station, because as early as May of last year, it was clear that some move would be made to take her out of the station. Nobody wanted to pay attention. Nobody felt, oh, listen, I'm not supporting her because I don't like her, or I'm not supporting her because she did this. The point wasn't to support an individual. The point was to support the maintenance of the station as a unit working together, presumably people in a commune, virtually, who understood that if there was a breakdown, that breakdown would we would be taken advantage of when it was clear that we had no solidarity, as we continually professed that as we continually profess was the case here. The fact is that we can talk about intervention, we can talk about the station being overwhelmed by outside forces, but we don't talk enough about how the breakdown, the dysfunction that was going on here, contributed in considerable measure to what eventually would happen.
Well, I do think that the staff should be making those decisions, and should have made it then, and the staff made very clear when Valerie Van Isler was fired that they were opposed to that.
How did they make it clear?
By giving Bessie Wash, the executive director of Pacifica, when she came into our meeting, you weren't there, petition with almost everyone in the room, saying they did not support the firing of Valerie Van Isler. And then in the meetings that followed, the overwhelming majority of the people in the room of 60, 70, et cetera, people reiterating and reiterating this, and petitions continue to go to Pacifica on this point. And that, again, was followed in November by the executive director coming in on Christmas weekend and firing the next in line, which is exactly what the fear was. Once one person is fired, then the next person can be fired and
fired. If your memory is working well for you, Amy, you will recall at our staff meeting a comment that was made. Two comments were made. One paid no attention at all. Armand DeMille said, I see a great deal of rage in this room. I see a lot of anger in this room. What I don't hear or see is fear. Because clearly he understood that the staff didn't understand what was in process. Next remark was made that if you think they are going to stop with the removal of the general manager, you don't know what's going on. I was virtually laughed out of the room for making that remark. And what happened? Just what you said. The next person they came after was whom?
Well, I don't remember you being laughed out of the room, because, of course, that was what was feared. But the difference is now that the new general manager put in by Pacifica, Utrice Lead, can rehire Bernard and Sharan.
All right, let me ask you
Bessie
this.
Bessie Wash, well, just let me finish. Bessie Wash, the executive director of Pacifica, went on the air in a few days after the firings and the changing of the locks and as the bannings went on, and said, in answer, Utrice was interviewing her, to her question, are these firings irrevocable? And she said no. She said they're not, that it is up to Utrice. And still, here we are in January. It's only been 3 weeks. And I think it's very important that they be rehired for the integrity of the WBAI family.
If it indeed is so important, why, with your encouragement, clearly, did the former program director find it necessary to go on the air just a day or so after this? And again, I would say, with your encouragement, denounce the current general manager in terms, it would seem to me, clearly indicated that he would not come back to the station if indeed she was still here.
Well, all I would say is, when you say with my encouragement, I object to what you just said. But as for what Bernard says, it's up to Bernard to talk about that, and I hope he can come back and say whatever his views.
How can he come back? Well, how can he be rehired if he says he will not come back if the person who has to rehire him is here?
Well, I don't speak for my brother, Bernard White. Bernard speaks for himself, and that's what has made him such a powerful force.
You did, in fact, hear him say that, did you not?
I was here on Friday when Bernard made his comments, but Bernard, again, speaks for himself.
Did he indeed make that comment?
Bernard speaks for himself.
Okay.
And I think
we got a full answer to that. Maybe you would like to talk to some of the callers, because I think you're being very evasive now. You know perfectly well what he said. He said, I will not return until the current interim general manager is either fired or resigns. Well, I mean, that gives us a very nice catch-22. I don't know who would hire him to return if he refuses to return until the person who would have to do that hiring is gone.
Clayton, there's a term called negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernard was summarily fired. And when people are rehired, they can go through a process. Sharan, too, there's been just no explanation given to the staff or to Sharan.
Okay, before we go to the calls, which I'd like to do, let me ask you this. You say they should be returned. In what capacities?
In their jobs.
Let's spell out what the jobs are.
I think that Bernard White and Sharan Harper should be reinstated. And then
reinstated as what?
What they were doing before.
Okay, Bernard was the program director. He should be reinstated in that job.
I think they should be reinstated to the positions that they had.
Okay. How do you resolve the issue of someone holding both a management and a union job simultaneously?
I think that has to be worked out.
Well, it has to be worked out.
Yeah.
It is my understanding that the union has taken a position on that.
Well, that has to be worked out then.
Well, it doesn't have to be worked out if the union has taken a position on it. The union has also stated, I think, that this was done with the apparent approval of a person who is indeed, or I suppose continues to be, a shop steward.
The union also has taken a position that Sharan should be rehired. Sharan has not been rehired. But I just think it's very important that the WBAI family, especially to make this statement on Martin Luther King's birthday, should be reinstated, should be made whole again. And I think that we could move forward.
All right. With your permission, why don't we move on? Why don't we move forward now?
Because we've gotten away from the theme of what we were doing for the show.
Indeed, we need to get back to that and get all the other stuff to the side.
Away from that. At another time.
Let's talk to some of our listeners. And with your permission, of course. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it possible to get on the air?
Yes, you are on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. I am very upset with the way Amy is being treated on this show. Mm-hmm. It shows total disrespect for somebody that thousands of us love and adore. And I think it's you're vilifying the victims here all along. And I, too, would love to hear Bernard's voice in the morning, as well as Amy's. And I just have to voice my disgust at the treatment that you are handing out there. And I think that she shows tremendous restraint.
Well, she hasn't killed anybody, so I guess that's an example of restraint.
Well, you show a lot of arrogance, if I may say so.
Well, you know, that's something we as black people should avoid at all costs, isn't it? Arrogance.
I don't care what color you
are. I know you
arrogance
don't.
Is not appropriate.
Ah, okay. We haven't heard arrogance, I suppose, from anybody else here. Is that what you're suggesting
to me? Well, I would like to voice that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's all
Thank
I
you.
Want to say.
Thank you for calling. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, I agree with everyone. I think these people should come back because they are a part of the station. I've been listening for 18 years, and Bernard has always been there in some capacity, his voice on radio, and, you know, it's not the same.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I don't know but too much about the managerial stuff, but I really think that Bernard and whoever else was fired and or banned should return.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
By the way, our number is 212-209-2900.
Amy, how are you?
Okay.
Happy Martin Luther King Day, a day that should be a day of pleasantness, mellowness, unity between all races, creeds, and colors. You're hanging strong, Amy. We admire you so much. You're showing such tremendous strength, trying to be loyal to the banned, the fired. And the attack that they have you under is so unfair and so blatantly cruel that it just seems like, you know, orders came down from the top to just slam and jam you. And this is unfair. This is not what WBAI should be about. And your co-host on the morning show, who has, by the way, taken Bernard White's position. As long as Bernard White isn't at the station, I guess Clayton Riley is now the host of the morning show. An extra 12 hours a week for Clayton.
Terrible thing.
Yes, yes. So, you know, there is a lot of personal reason that you might want to slam and jam Amy Goodman on the fact that these people were unfairly fired, that they were locked out, that they were threatened with arrest. They have worked there 20 years. She has worked there 20 years. You have just stated you worked there 2 years. Like, respect between people, you know, it's a two-way street. Amy hasn't attacked you at all. She has stated her position.
How do you know that?
Because I've been listening to the show every morning.
You say she hasn't. You say she hasn't attacked.
She hasn't.
You're saying on the air. Do you mean
on the air with any hostility?
Just let's just be clear about that.
Right.
Amy has done a wonderful job of rounding up her fans so early in the morning.
She's had a lot of fans over the years.
The show. I think that's magnificent. And I applaud you all. I really do. It's wonderful that you have the kind of solidarity that you do.
Well, check this out, Clayton. The solidarity means if you want to continue to verbally abuse Amy Goodman and to slam and jammer like this, we don't have to give BAI any money. We don't have to stand by and watch this woman being abused by not. I mean, somebody else came into the control room to tell her not to say this anymore. This is crazy. She's being ganged up upon on the radio.
Who came in the control room to say tell her not to say anything?
A second person said, Amy, stop saying that. No more mantra. I don't
this
know
morning?
Yes. Who was
that's our engineer.
He's talking about me.
Yeah,
okay,
he works
so
here.
So the engineer is now teaming up with you to tell her not to.
Nobody's teaming up with anybody.
Well, see,
I was giving my personal opinion, you know, because I have to sit here every day and listen to this.
You're the engineer. Why can't an engineer who is a member of our staff...
It's not her show.
Okay, is she not
it's
supposed
not
to be there?
It's not her show.
She's been doing it for
6 years. She is here. She is here.
So you can just...
She's had the opportunity to speak. We haven't kept her from speaking.
Right, but you have, in no uncertain terms, used such vicious attacks, assaults, innuendos, rumors, and treated her
Give me an example. Give me an example of a vicious assault.
I don't
like
know.
To know
last
what
week when
is.
You were talking about all the violence of the band and the violence of the fires.
Let us talk now about this term, vicious assault.
When you tell
Did that
Amy,
occur this morning?
Oh, yes.
How
oh,
so?
Yes, Clayton Riley. You have gone too far on Martin Luther King Day to attack Amy like
Wait
this.
Wait a minute. Tell me what the vicious assault
you
is.
You know, for the engineer to join in so it's two-on-one.
So you have no example.
Like
you have no example of the vicious assault.
I will give you an example of a vicious assault.
Okay.
Oh, about this morning.
Yes.
Okay, from the moment she opened her mouth about Bernard White and about Sharon Harper and about Valerie Van Esler, who Valerie's been there 20 years also. Remember, BAI stands for helping the oppressed, helping those that have been locked out or kicked or in the gutter. Now, these people, they've lost their jobs after 20 years. They're threatened with arrest, and to keep beating them down and browbeating them on the air is unbecoming, it's unseemly, it's not progressive. To be treating Amy Goodman like she's an interloper, like she's someone who doesn't even belong on her own show, it's shocking.
Okay.
And I hope you take a deep breath, Clayton, and you cool out, okay? Because please stop doing this, especially today on Martin Luther King Day. Will you try for me?
Would you mind if Anthony Sloan spoke? Is he going to be characterized as an interloper as well?
How am I going to speak? I don't want to speak as an engineer. That'll get me in trouble.
Yeah, you better not, because engineer, you're not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to say, put your mouth shut. So that's what I'll do.
We discussed this before. Yeah. Doctors without borders.
There you go. I'm sorry if I offended anyone this morning.
Right.
I've stated
so
my opinion.
Much.
I am sorry.
Do I speak as a listener? Because I've been listening. No, I don't want to do that. Do I speak as a subscriber who's owed a premium? No, I don't want to do that. Let me see. So I speak as Arts Director Emeritus. In other words, I used to be an administrator here. No, I don't want to do that. So I speak as a programmer. Let me speak as a senior programmer. Senior meaning I've been here since 1983. Maybe I should do it that way. That'll be sort of neutral. There's a couple of things happening here right now that I'm super uncomfortable with. One, the host of the show I engineer, I can't talk to her about certain music selections I want to do because she's embroiled in this little thingy here. Two, that's just an issue. Let me go back to programmer. As a senior programmer, I have a problem right now with the configuration of what's going on. Okay, here's the situation. This morning wake-up call show is under the programming department. So therefore, people who sit in the chair as host is under the programming department. I first of all, I need to know, has the programming department put Clayton Riley or anybody or Jim Freund or Mark Marshall in place for this time that we're having this turmoil?
Well, let me make an effort to answer that. Yeah. I have been asked by the interim general manager to, for a period of time, and that period of time right now is unspecified because we don't know whether people will be rehired or reinstated or whatever. What I have been asked to do is to produce and host the morning show from 6 until 9. During the period from 7 to 8, I have been asked to co-host this hour with Amy Goodman. That has been my instruction.
Okay, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with the general manager doing that because, quite frankly, the general manager doesn't know any better. In other words, the general manager is supposed to be general manager of the radio station, not program director of the radio station.
The program director's job, as you know, is currently unfilled, and it is my understanding that as with our previous general manager, acting as both general manager, development director, and in several other capacities during the absence of people in those jobs, indeed can exercise the prerogative of acting in those categories.
I think only if in fact there is no structure in place for that. In other words, we do have a programming department. And you should talk to the programming department. But what I'm trying to get at is that even if the general manager, you know, doesn't know any better, the programmer should know better. Now, there's a couple of things happening here right now, Clayton. Here's the situation. Traditionally, now we can't ignore this. We traditionally, and then this puts you in the middle of something that I don't know if you want to really be in the middle of, but traditionally what happens on Martin Luther King's birthday, we start off a membership drive. Mm-hmm. We usually start off with Bernard White, who's been doing this for years. In fact, when he first did his first Martin Luther King special, yes, I was helping out. That's how long ago it was. I always helped out Bernard in membership drives. I was totally fascinated how he can raise money by just opening his mouth and talking. You know, I just... Mm-hmm. Blown away. But anyway, so this has come to mean like Bernard White doing Martin Luther King all day long. Now, with Bernard White missing from the station, even if he was program director, he probably still would have done this day, okay? Even though he cannot, in fact, be the host for this morning program, but during membership drive, everything sort of gets suspended or expanded or whatever have you. So as program director, he could do that that day because that's what he does. Okay, fine.
Anthony, let me ask you a question.
What you hear, the problem is that what happens is like a sticking a knife into somebody and then twisting it.
May I ask you this on that point? Let me be very clear about this. If Amy Goodman, the programming department, Anthony Sloan, had taken the time over this past weekend to say, on Monday, Martin Luther King's birthday, would you work with us to do a program, even if it means having people on by phone since they're not able to come into the station? Would you participate in that? Would you help us with that? I didn't hear a word from anybody.
I didn't hear one from anybody.
I am saying to you right now, I would have had no objection to that. And when we want to talk about demonizing people, again, we have had every day to listen to an effort to devalue our presence here. Every morning, and Amy has accurately described it as her mantra, she doesn't feel it is insulting, both to Mark and to myself, to make these comments as though we are interlopers. We do not belong here. We were assigned to do this.
Yes.
I didn't take this, as you were suggesting a few moments ago. I didn't take over this job.
I was asked to do this. I'm sorry if you misinterpreted that.
And once again, I will say, if Amy Goodman had simply picked up the telephone and said, Clayton, we have a long tradition here on Martin Luther King Day of doing a particular special, I don't think the term facilitation would have been used if you had wanted to construct a program of that sort with those who are currently unable to enter the station physically. There would have been no objection to that. You apparently didn't feel it was appropriate even to ask, but however, you did feel it was appropriate to come in and once again undermine the presence of the engineer and the host of this program.
Clayton, oh my God, in no way do I want you to take this personally. Obviously, what I was saying was that I believe that Bernard White and Sharan Harper should be rehired. It's not a one-day thing, a one-day rehiring. It's that they should be reinstated to their positions. As you said, you've been invited to sit in.
I was assigned to sit in
their position. So this in no way has to do with you. It has to do with them being returned to their positions. It's very important that we not get into this personality struggle. I just feel it's important to speak up for people who can't be with us right now. We've been through, over the last years, a number of deaths at WBAI, of Samori Marksman and John Harris and Paul Wonder, and most recently of Chet Jackson. And these are very painful times for us. But then there are those who are still alive, but their voices are silenced. So they're deaths for people at the radio station, a different kind of death, but they don't have to be. These are not irrevocable. And so we want to repair this. And I think that's what we're hearing. With the listeners, it is not an issue of you being here or not being here. It's that they had these positions, and I was very much hoping, and maybe naively so, that right through to today, that maybe, just maybe, they would be rehired and reinstated. That is not within your power. It is not within my power. But the general manager can do it. And so I'm hoping that that will take place, maybe even naively hoping by the end of the day we could hear word of that on this day that is such a huge tradition at WBAI and such a celebration that everyone tunes in for all over. So just continuing to hope and hope that we can make this station whole again with the listeners, with the programmers, the staff, the producers, the WBAI family that's growing, that is something we all celebrate and cherish.
Yeah, well, Amy, well, what I was trying to explain, you know, I mean, maybe I did it poorly, but what I was trying to explain is that up until last week, you know, every time we had a new morning show person for a week, it made sense, right? Now, when the general manager invites another person in for an additional week, other than not following what the other people did, then we have to sort of, it shifts, the paradigm, it shifts just a bit. We have to try to figure out what's going on here. If the programming department, i.e., the arts director and the public affairs director cannot get together, knowing their programmers, and put someone in the spot on a weekly basis, changing every week so we can see what people can do, whatever it is, or even just make the decision, then I just have a problem with that. I have a problem with structure here.
Oh, but Anthony, let's talk about structure.
Well, I'm saying if Matthew and Jabelle.